Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Many years ago, I heard a quote from Dr. Paul Faulkner, who at the time was a professor at the Abilene Christian University. In his book entitled Making Things Right When Things Go Wrong, you can find this quote, "The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart." Today, I do not know if these were his own words or if he was borrowing them from someone else. What I do know is that it shares a great truth. His teaching was to help us have good relationships everywhere in life. To have the right attitude, to make any and all choices, it depends upon what's in our hearts. This is what Jesus taught, and it is what Jesus exemplified when he lived on earth. Jesus was a man filled with the spirit of compassion for others.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Lord, I come to your awesome presence. From the shadows into your radiance. By the blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Spirit blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Spirit blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
God made us emotional beings. We have a wide variety of emotions. We feel things. We respond to those feelings. How we respond is important if we hope to be righteous before our God. Jesus felt compassion. It was one of his most outstanding traits. The same can be true of us. Christian faith is much more than head knowledge. Christianity is about spiritual truth. It is about knowing the truth that Jesus came to reveal from heaven, and that truth is found in the Bible. Jesus taught, and he sent others to teach these truths. As Christians, we must base our faith upon the truth that's found in the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. To be transformed into the likeness of Jesus, we must be renewed in our minds. Romans 12:2-3 says, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." All the head knowledge gives rise to our surrendering to Jesus as our Lord. And our confession of faith is that we do believe in Jesus and that we make Him Lord over our lives. The heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Knowing God's will and following His will produces a heart of compassion. Let me confirm that being like Jesus will be having a heart of compassion. Here are a few examples. One day, Jesus had been teaching a very large crowd of people. When evening came, the people needed to find food. The disciples suggested that Jesus send them off to the distant town to get food. But Jesus said no, they should feed them. Well, the apostles had no way of doing it, but Jesus did. He had the multitude of 5,000 men plus women and children sit down, and he took a boy's lunch and fed the people. He multiplied the fish and the bread, and this was a great and powerful miracle. But my point from this account is that Jesus would not send them away without caring for them. He had compassion upon them. He empathized with their physical needs. Often Jesus would see the crowds coming to him with their sick and the blind and the lame, and he would heal them because he had compassion upon them. Well, during his ministry, he had compassion upon unknown thousands who were healed by his touch. On one day, and it was a sad day for a widow in the city of Nain, Jesus felt compassion for her. When he was entering into the city, the funeral procession was making its way to the burial ground. But the Lord's feeling of compassion for the widow, who was burying her only son, stopped him. And he stopped the ones carrying the body. And he spoke to the dead man, "Young man, I say to you, get up." He sat up, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. That scene happened because the heart of Jesus went out to this unnamed widow from Nain. Another scene is shared in Scripture about Jesus traveling from the city of Jericho, and that there was a large crowd surrounding him. Two blind men were sitting beside the road. When they heard it was Jesus who was passing by, they began to cry out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Matthew tells us that the crowds with Jesus did not have any patience or perhaps much interest in these two men, and they rebuked them and told them to be quiet. But they cried out even louder. And then Jesus stopped, and he called them and asked them what they wanted him to do for them. They asked for their sight. And the good book says that Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. I hope that we are more like Jesus than that crowd of indifferent folks. The vast difference is that Jesus felt for those blind men. He cared about their need, and he was willing to help them, and he had mercy on them. And that is the way of our Savior. He brought grace and truth into this world, and we all need it. Our forgiveness, our salvation, is in no way earned nor deserved. Out of His compassion, He came to save us sinners. The Christian life is a life that shows we care. Jesus preached love, so must we. If we read the parables found in Luke chapter 15, you'll find Jesus explaining to his critics that every single soul is of great value. We will only see the same value in the souls of men and women if we too have the compassion that Christ put into our heart. Oh, yes, the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, he will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. For the Lord who made the heavens and earth will be my strength forever. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.